sometimes it's hard to get kids to eat their vegetables. Now imagine the vegetable looks like a hand grenade, and people believe you can choke when eating it. It's a marketing challenge, but this lady will convince you the problems are all in your head. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair-weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Pat Hopper helps market a plant that, even she admits, is a little odd.
Artichokes are a different kind of critter. You know, people misunderstand them. They're mystified by artichokes. They look at it in the market and look somewhat like a hand grenade, and they don't want to buy it.
Hopper is the past manager of the California Artichoke Advisory Board. She says the fact that it looks like a hand grenade and has the word choke in it, well, it makes it an oft-passed-over food, but it should not be that way.
They also hear that it's dangerous, that there's something inside of it, and if you eat it, you'll choke to death. So we really have a marketing nightmare out there with artichokes, and they are probably the best vegetable that you can buy when it comes to phytonutrients and nutrients. We are practically a medicine.
Not only good medicine, but there's something else that should make a difficult food an easy seller.
An artichoke takes time to eat. Artichokes are fun to eat, so we like to push that idea in marketing. Not only are they fun, they're sensuous. Artichokes have a long history as an aphrodisiac, and now if we can't sell artichokes as aphrodisiacs, we got a problem.
Artichokes are great for dipping, but Pat says she loves grilling them.
That's the fun thing. Take a medium-sized artichoke, steam it until it's done, cut it in half, remove any purple petals and the fuzz, and marinate it in some kind of a balsamic vinaigrette in a bag, a plastic bag in your refrigerator overnight. The next day when you're going to cook your hamburgers, you've got finger food. Just go ahead, stick it on the grill, get the good grill marks on it on both sides, and eat your artichoke along with your hamburger.
More next time about an odd-looking food as we travel the countryside near Castroville, California. I'm Andrew McCray.